Chapter 1, The Outsourcing Paradigm. Let's talk about virtual assistants. You know, most people either don't enjoy administrative tasks or they just don't have time to perform them well. And what happens is one of two things. Quality work is compromised when they tackle or maybe avoid the work, or they pay exorbitant fees by schlepping their administrative projects to major retail office support stores. And in either case, profit is directly affected by expenses or lost customers. Outsourcing to a competent virtual assistant or VA will not only save time and money, but also help to ensure you don't lose clients because of substandard administrative practices. A VA is an independent professional who remotely provides administrative support services for numerous clients in a multiplicity of industries. In addition to administrative services such as telephone support, email management, organization, and so forth, they also serve clients in creative and technical capacities. Now, obviously, they don't work for free. So how does a virtual assistant save you money? I love this question. There are a few things you may be taking for granted in operating your business. Expenses you don't really think about. For instance, take office space and office equipment. If you have an administrative person on staff, at the very least, you'll need to provide them a desk, a chair, a computer, a printer, and of course a place for them to sit and, well, file their nails. Is that being sexist? Sorry. Okay, and don't forget about the water cooler, you know, for all the wasted time spent chatting on breaks. And how about a phone for personal calls? Well, have you priced office space lately? Depending on what part of the country you're in and what side of town, it can be pretty costly. How about computers and computer programs? Software and computer applications cost a small fortune. And once your business begins to grow, you can't afford not to invest in technology for your in-house employees. So is it starting to come together for you now? A VA works from home or from another remote location. So other than software or applications specific to your business, you won't need to worry about providing any of these things. Price them out, then calculate the savings. The truth is, if you're outsourcing to a VA, you may not even need an internet connection. So, is the idea of outsourcing to a VA becoming more appealing? Well, it gets better. When you consider that your business could enjoy the benefits of highly skilled professionals performing tasks, some of which, if you were to do them yourself, would find you struggling to reach the level of mediocrity. Along with VAs who provide basic administrative support, there are those who specialize in specific areas, skilled writers who can produce expert newsletters, create documents, and contribute to other projects. A tech-savvy VA can design your blog or website, perform social media functions, and help with your internet marketing. Now, once you find the right person to outsource your task to, the synergy between you will affect your business in positive ways. You'll be free to work on your business instead of in it, and your success potential can shoot right through the roof. Globalizing delegation. As businesses become more global, delegation is more important than ever. In such a mega competitive environment, our first instinct is to dig in and hunker down. But survival depends on doing just the opposite, reaching out. Yeah, the world is a smaller place, and we now have access, as never before, to brick-and-mortar businesses, as well as online companies in many parts of the world. Our workload has also increased because of this. In order to excel, every entrepreneur must know what, why, when, and how to delegate. And that's exactly what this book is all about. Now, today, I know a few more things about business than I did when I stood in that empty store in Hollywood. But a couple of things haven't changed. I still want to make my dad proud, although he's now looking on from the great beyond. And I'm still confident that the most important business skill is knowing when and where to get help. That is, how to harness the power of delegation. Daily tasks versus income-generating activities. Let's do an experiment. Take out a blank piece of paper, draw a line down the middle. In the left-hand column, list your tasks, you know, like responding to email. And on the right side, list income-generating activities, IGAs, those activities that result in immediate income to your business. Now, look at the list. If you're like most people, your task columns include activities like returning phone calls, dealing with email, including deleting spam, planning, research, internet marketing, accounting, invoicing, paying bills, meetings, sales calls, writing copy, and bookkeeping. Now, transfer from the task to the IGA column those daily tasks that, though simple, you might choose to do because you enjoy them or because you're convinced you can do them better, faster, and cheaper than anybody else. Now, if you want something done right, delegate it. Look at those items remaining in your task columns. While these tasks may be necessary, are they really building your business? Here's another question. Could any of those tasks be delegated? Set aside for a moment your belief in the adage, if you want something done right, do it yourself. And put check marks beside those items on your list that could be performed by a competent individual, maybe with some training and initial supervision by you or a member of your staff. Most likely, you've checked nearly every one of your tasks. But what about your IGAs? How many of those could be delegated? Some, most likely. Place check marks beside those items, and those items left unchecked comprise what you should be doing in a day. That list probably includes big-ticket items, like brainstorming new products or services, or developing business relationships. And this is what Stephen Covey meant when he distinguished between important versus urgent tasks. How many of your income-generating activities are not getting done while you focus on urgent but not important daily tasks? How much more productive, profit-generating, and enjoyable would your day be if you focused only on your IGAs? By the way, your desire to work less doesn't mean you're lazy. If you're wondering how worthiness and hard work became intertwined in the first place, it stems from an old concept called the Protestant work ethic, a belief that hard work and frugality were important qualities of the righteous. It was something people strove for, and when they believed they fell short, it affected their self-image and their sense of worthiness. And along with various other antiquated concepts, it's been handed down through the generations, and a lot of people are subliminally influenced by it. Human culture rewards self-sacrifice. Suffering is revered. If you're not paying attention, you'll get caught up in this mindset. It won't move you forward. All it will do is create inner conflict as you try to move away from it. So, let's get this straight before we go any further. There's absolutely nothing wrong with your desire to work less, your desire to be rich, or your desire to shift responsibility to somebody else. When you believe this at a core level, you'll free yourself to benefit fully from outsourcing and ultimately achieving boundless quality of life. What's the difference between productivity and busyness? A common misconception of those in the rat race is when they're busy, they're being productive. Well, that's not true. Unless you're paying close attention to what you're doing, busyness can keep you from being productive. It all depends on what you're busy doing. A client of mine noticed that the number of people she knew began to increase when she joined Facebook back in 2007. She thought that the more time she spent on Facebook, the more relationships she'd build. Well, that's true to a certain extent. She joined groups, commented on interesting posts, chatted with her new friends. It didn't take long, however, for her to realize she was spending more time maintaining relationships than she was working on her business. She soon became overwhelmed by her social media tasks. She was so caught up, she wasn't sure how to break free. By analyzing her productivity and implementing a time management plan, she was able to bring things back into perspective. She began outsourcing many of her social media tasks to a VA, who actually implemented a successful social marketing campaign. And by doing that, my client discovered she'd freed up 3 hours a day. Until she outsourced a few tasks, she'd been busy, but not productive. We can define productivity in a couple different ways, but at its most basic level, it can be seen as creating the most value in the least amount of time. Productivity can be distinguished from busyness in that busyness refers more to the consumption of time by activity. If you're going to understand the difference in your business, it's important to recognize the line that separates these two concepts. You can make yourself busy doing just about anything, surfing the net, volunteering for committees, or for that matter, baking cookies. But you will be productive only if your activities are chosen wisely for the value they provide. List your tasks and IGAs. Here's a power move. Implement a time management plan to increase productivity. Is the time right? Yeah, here it comes. The card no one would blame you for playing. You can't take action if all your ducks aren't in a row, can you? That wouldn't make good business sense, would it? Not in this economy, right? Can you handle the truth? There will never be a perfect time for anything. You'll always find a reason for choosing not to grab the brass ring, unless you admit to yourself that your arms are not too short, and there's no time like now to reach out and seize it. Anything less is an excuse, a crutch. Are you still willing to settle for inertia, or are you prepared to move forward? I get that this is a big step for some people. In fact, it's the point at which some people stop dead, willing to slink back into mediocrity. Why? Well, because stepping forward means they'll have to give up a little control. That would be like jumping off a cliff for them. Outsourcing does require that you let go. But remember, if you're prepared, you have a parachute. How will you know when the time is right to begin outsourcing? Well, once you're clear about the tasks you want to outsource and what you want to keep for yourself, you're ready to go. Start small or go for it in a big way, aware that you may make mistakes or misjudgments. Everybody does. Ask anybody who's ever tried something new. You can adjust accordingly as you go along. Just step forward, take a deep breath, and jump. Trust that your parachute will open. How about your strengths? Do you know what you're best at? This is actually easier to determine than figuring out what you're not so good at. Well, unless you're on a bowling team and you keep throwing gutter balls, in which case you should take the hint and, well, switch to ping pong. You may know some of your weaknesses and may be in denial about the others. If you think carefully, life has probably tipped you off more than once. Maybe you just weren't paying attention. Here's a power move. Pay attention. None of us is good at everything. The sooner you accept this fact, the easier it will be for you to hand off the stuff someone else could do better. Go ahead. Spend a lot of time in therapy if you want, or just come to terms with it now. And once you do, you'll be one step closer to increasing your productivity through outsourcing. Successful delegation. Once you've divided the tasks specific to running your business from your income-generating activities, remember the IGAs, your task list will give you information about what you can delegate. Whether you're a lone wolf or you manage a large staff, there's going to be tasks that only you can or want to perform, perhaps those that define you as a business person. But there may be smaller tasks associated with your IGAs that you can delegate. For instance, if you're a graphic designer, you may not want to delegate artwork to somebody else, but you may be able to delegate a search for font styles or clip art, for example. If you work as a writer, you've earned your reputation because you write well. You can, however, delegate proofreading or copy editing to somebody you've trained. As long as you feel comfortable doing so, flip things like that over to the task list. What exactly is outsourcing? Well, if you understand delegating, you'll understand outsourcing. The difference, delegating is the process of assigning a task to somebody who may or may not require compensation. It's kind of like parents assigning a list of chores to their kids. Sometimes they get an allowance for their hard labor, outsourcing, and other times they don't, delegation. Outsourcing is attached to compensation. It's the process of paying someone else to do what either you or an employee could do, but that would be done more efficiently or with less cost by somebody else. Before outsourcing became a popular means of doing business, companies were forced to hire new employees every time they had a need, no matter how large or small the job. As employees, those people continued to be paid whether or not there was a task to perform. The term outsourcing became very popular in the 90s following the internet boom. New companies were not large enough to handle the demands of operating in a global economy. Internet marketers and high-tech companies began outsourcing projects to experts in the field to avoid having to hire new employees. The first jobs widely outsourced before the turn of the new century were in customer service. High-tech companies hired people to answer incoming phone calls from customers requiring tech support. Regardless of how many employees you have, there's always a place for outsourcing within your company. Even if you're just starting a business, this book will show you why outsourcing can be important to the success of your business and how to manage it efficiently. Understood as the management or completion of a function by a third-party vendor or service provider, outsourcing is often referred to as subcontracting. It's really not a new concept, right? People have been outsourcing for generations. Do you hire a gardener? How about a housekeeper once a week? Both are great examples of outsourcing. You could pull your own weeds or clean your own toilet, but either you prefer not to or you know somebody else can do a better job, so you outsource that work. Businesses often outsource payroll. Tax preparation, bookkeeping, and business plans are also typically outsourced to individuals more qualified to do the job. Just ask anyone who's done their own taxes and been audited by the IRS. In many cases, if they'd only used a CPA, they may not have found themselves on the federal chopping block. Outsourcing can pay for itself. Professional tax preparers may find ways to decrease your tax bill and more than cover their expense by securing a refund. Speaking of payroll, once you master outsourcing, you may find you don't even need a payroll. You'll probably find there's an independent contractor for every task. Not only will this reduce your operating expenses, after all, no workers' comp, no SSI, no benefits, but outsourcing will also offer more flexible payment arrangements, and we'll talk a little more about that later on. Whether you're delegating to an employee or outsourcing to a vendor, you'll be able to work faster and easier, and your business will be more profitable. Today, you can build your business with nothing more than your cell phone and a laptop. Most importantly, you'll save time. Here's a real-world example. Anushka Drescher outsourced a newsletter, and she not only saved time but padded her pockets at the same time. Here's what she said. 2 weeks ago, I started outsourcing. I got a wonderful assistant named Maria, and she's helped me so much already. She helped build a database of customers. She also created a mind map for my whole business. All of the things that I need to do, she puts them on a visual map online. I take my electronic notes every day. I highlight the parts that are action items. I email her my notes, and she creates another visual mind map of all the actions I need to take. When I get home, I know exactly what I need to do. Maria's been amazing. She's always been ready to please. She's always friendly, and she's always helpful. I'm just so grateful that I came across her. She's going to save me a lot of time and money. She's going to be preparing a newsletter that I get paid $500 to do once a month. It'll take her about 2 hours once I train her, and it will pay for her entire month's salary. Anushka increased her company's profits by outsourcing her newsletter to a VA. She also used her VA's services for the rest of the month with nothing more out of pocket. So you've decided to outsource. But where do you begin? Good question. Start by reviewing your task list. Which would be the easiest task to outsource? That's a great place to start. As you begin to trust and let go, move over to your IGA list. When I first began outsourcing, I noticed as I became more comfortable with delegating, my IGA list got shorter. And this will happen when you find and train the right people. That sets the great disappearing act into motion. Just as it's easier to keep existing clients than it is to prospect for new ones, it's easier to keep working with the same service providers. Over time, they'll get to know you and the way you like things done. And there's nothing better than working with people who know you almost as well as you know yourself. In order to do it better, you'd have to hire your mother, which, well, might not be a bad idea. You probably get lunch too, right? So how do you hire and retain the right support team? If you make the effort from the beginning, you'll save money and needless aggravation. First, it's important to determine what you're looking for. What are your goals and objectives? Ask yourself these questions so you'll know the best place to begin your search for this kind of support. Question number one, what am I looking for in a provider? Familiarizing yourself with the tasks you plan to outsource will help you answer this question. Question number two, how will I know when I've met the right person? What characteristics are you looking for? What specific skills? And question number three, how will I evaluate whether I'm on the right track with a project? And we'll talk more about how to do this in a bit. Once you've prioritized your task list and determined which tasks you're planning to outsource first, these questions will be easier to answer. Go to your task list and rewrite it, placing the most important tasks at the top and working down. Begin with the highest priority task. Knowing what you're looking for in a provider before you begin your search is important. The first person you hire may become vital to the success of your business and be able to handle several or even all of the items on your task list. As the title of this book says, outsource smart. Take your time and be thorough. The person you hire will be the first to support you in living the laptop lifestyle. It's important that you interview multiple people. If you answer the first couple questions I asked, you now know who you're looking for, and you'll know how you'll know when you found that person. It may be a specific skill set, geographical location, or personality type. Whatever it is, the criteria you establish will aid you in your search. Remember the movie Mrs. Doubtfire and Amanda? The mother, played by Sally Field, she knew exactly what she wanted from a housekeeper or nanny. As her estranged husband Daniel, played by Robin Williams, impersonated several characters, one by one, she crossed them off the list. Until Mrs. Doubtfire, also played by Robin Williams, called. She more than met the criteria, and after a short qualifying interview, Amanda hired her on the spot. Your first step? Knowing what you want and interviewing, either remotely or in person, those that meet your criteria. Keep in mind, even if they pass the first qualifier, not every person will work out to your expectations. Everyone works differently, and we all have different performance standards. There are people whose values match your own. Those are the people you want to find, but you may not know they're a match until you give them the opportunity to perform. Test those who pass inspection. The way to know if a provider is right for your business is to give those who pass inspection an opportunity to prove themselves. Give them a small project. Now, make sure the project is not one that would affect your business if results aren't up to par. If you're happy with the quality of the work and the person fits your other criteria, he or she may be a great fit for your business. You might think that because your business is small, maybe a sole proprietorship or a home-based business, delegating isn't necessary. To the contrary, my friend, with the growing popularity home businesses have achieved in recent years, outsourcing and delegating have likewise become immensely popular. People who want to take their businesses in a new direction rely on outsourcing and look for capable people to collaborate and team with. If there weren't considerable benefits involved, outsourcing wouldn't become as popular as it is today. In lieu of bringing on more employees, large corporations have begun outsourcing major areas of their work to global professionals. They're saving billions of dollars. In fact, let's take a minute and talk specifically about outsourcing as it relates to big business. If you own or manage a business with more than a few employees, you're probably already delegating within your organization. But there's many ways you can expand on this to increase efficiency and hang on to a few greenbacks. Companies that outsource projects to independent contractors or firms will find many benefits associated with doing that. Depending on the nature of the business and whether there's a need for hands-on production or projects that can be completed remotely, outsourcing processes and contractors vary. If you have a project or assignment your employees can't handle, hiring a contractor to assist you can have more than one advantage. Mike Crow is a business coach, and here's what he says about outsourcing and how it impacted his employees. I coach other coaches who are trying to create their own next programs. Currently, I'm outsourcing to a VA, a young lady by the name of Sheila, and she does just an incredible job. She's helping us with list building, she's helping us set meetup groups, and she's helping us reinforce continuity of our information on the internet. I have 10 people here who work for me. I didn't hire the virtual assistant for me. I hired her for my top 2 people. I was thinking about letting her go, but my employees almost quit on me. They said, if you do that, we got to do all her work, and we don't want to do that. So you know what? She ain't going anywhere anytime soon. Mike found a way to support his existing staff without having to hire another employee. His VA became indispensable to his business. Outsourcing to another vendor or VA means you won't have to bring on another employee for a project that may be temporary. By avoiding having to add that new employee to your payroll, outsourcing allows you to save money on employee benefits, and they can cut deeply into your profits over time. When you outsource a project, you can kiss those expenses goodbye. You'll never have to worry about insurance, workers' comp, or contributing to 401ks because the person you're hiring will be an independent contractor. You'll cut them a check or make a PayPal payment at the end of the pay period, and that will be that. No deductions, no taxes, definitely a more cost-effective method of doing business. And if somebody doesn't work out the way you'd hoped, you can discontinue the relationship and move on to another provider. Gain knowledge. In addition to saving you money, outsourcing offers other benefits. As you begin to outsource, you'll interface with industry professionals with different skill sets, an opportunity to gain knowledge and expertise in new areas. As you'll see throughout this book, using contractors or VAs with special skills not only can save you money, it can help you make money. With access to a pool of skilled professionals, you may be able to take on projects you would otherwise have to turn away. You can hire an outside vendor to complete the job, such as internet marketer Mike Evans discovered. Here's what he had to say. "I just want to share how much I enjoy outsourcing to VAs. The reason is they make me money. I have a full-time assistant in the Philippines who works the same hours I do. He comes at noon my time and leaves at 9 p.m. my time, which is good for me because, well, I get up at 10 a.m. and start working around noon. Now that I've trained him, he's able to come up with ideas on his own to help me make money. I'm in a very complicated business, internet marketing. A lot of things have to be in perfect order for me to make money. He never makes a mistake, except when I give him the wrong information. He's also able to take initiative and make decisions on his own. He offers suggestions to help me make more money. A lot of times, he thinks of things to do that I have not taught him. That's the biggest value I'm getting from my personal assistant." If, as Mike did, you can hook up with a VA who's invested enough in your success that he's willing to offer suggestions that make you money, well, you've hit the mother lode. As I said earlier, if you want to have the most successful experience with outsourcing, it's advantageous to search for the most qualified provider for your particular project and spend time in training. Carefully choosing the provider will ensure you end up with a quality result. Human resources get a break. When a new employee is hired into a medium or large business, the human resources department spends a lot of time and effort preparing files, setting up the new employee with benefits and payroll and so forth. By outsourcing, you'll free your human resources department to concentrate on more important aspects of the company. When you outsource, human resources doesn't even get involved. That in itself saves time and money. Flexibility. Outsourcing will offer your company a great range of flexibility. Since you never have to hire the VA or contractor directly, you'll be able to work with her on an intermittent basis. This is helpful when you have a project that pops up out of nowhere and you need immediate assistance. Whether you own the world's largest manufacturer of mechanical bowls or you hawk goods from a wooden cart on the sidewalk, outsourcing will affect your quality of life in ways you may not have expected. You may think the life of your dreams is miles down the road, but it doesn't have to be. Because they've learned to outsource smart, these guys have found a way to have it all. Here's what Blake Goodwin says. "Many people have been asking me, 'Blake, how do you get it all done? How do you get so much done so fast? We're seeing the amount of work you keep putting out. I constantly see you on Facebook, on Twitter, on MySpace, on YouTube. You're out there in all the social networks.' My answer is, I have a secret weapon in my back pocket, my VA. I've been outsourcing for a long time, and it's allowed me to go to the gym, go to the golf course, spend time with my wife and family. It's also allowed me to get into a real comfortable position, knowing that everything is going to be taken care of behind the scenes. People are always contacting me and saying, 'Blake, I just saw your new post on Facebook.' And I'm like, I haven't even logged into Facebook in 6 months. I'd like to share all my secret weapons and strategies. Outsourcing is one that will definitely skyrocket you to the next level." Here's what Justin Tillman has to say. "Being a young entrepreneur, you kind of focus on the little tasks as well as the big tasks. You've only got 24 hours in a day. I now have a virtual assistant who works with me. She's able to take care of some tasks that might have taken up a whole day of my time, which would have had me working all weekend. Now I can spend my time with my family, and I really enjoy my weekends. Maybe you've been running yourself ragged for so long, you don't remember what it was like to value your time. Pick something on your task list and outsource just one task. See what a difference it makes." So let's talk about valuing your time. There are tons of gurus out there willing to sell you the latest, greatest key to success. But I truly believe that the key to success is what it's always been. Valuing your time. Amid all the technological advances, that core truth hasn't changed. What must change is how we use our time. How do we figure out our time value? We take our annual income, divide it by the number of hours we work, right? Well, that is right, but can you go out and buy more time? No. Can Martha Stewart? Can Bill Gates? No, time is priceless. So start treating it like it's priceless. You have to get some of that precious time back, because there's only so much of it, and you can't buy more. Why delegate? Well, simply put, is your time worth more than $6 an hour? Well, I hope the answer is yes, but if you're working 16 hours a day, you're acting as if the answer is no. If your time is worth more than $6 an hour, you should be outsourcing or delegating anything below your pay grade. In any business, there are tasks that are redundant, that are mindless, or that require some expertise but don't have to be done by the principal, and that's true of every single business. All of those redundant tasks that can be done by someone at a lower pay grade should be delegated or outsourced to somebody else. It should be done, and it is being done by your competitors. It's not a new principle, only a new playing field. Do what you like. I'm constantly being asked, what are the tasks that I should keep for myself? Well, as a general rule, I say, keep what you like to do. That's the whole point. You can outsource just about everything. Graphic work, data entry, secretarial services, transcription, and email. But by all means, if you enjoy a task, do it yourself. Delegation redefined. The path to outsourcing smart and living the laptop lifestyle is through delegation. But wait a minute. Forget the image of a secretary sitting across the desk from her boss while she takes dictation. We need a new definition of delegation, one that works for the 21st century. Delegation has changed dramatically in response to a globalized economy and world-connecting technologies. Many of us no longer delegate to an administrative assistant in our office, but to a virtual assistant half a world away. Even local errands like picking up copy center orders are now often done via courier service. We also delegate to a non-human helper, the Internet. The purpose of this book is to show you how this new kind of delegation will revolutionize your business and free you to live the life of your dreams. Now, it may sound cliched or too good to be true, but I'm doing it, so I know you can too. How about designing or maintaining your website? Used to be you had to outsource everything web unless you were familiar with HTML. Most people aren't. It's a language reserved for professionals, and as consumers, we pay dearly for their services. Well, now, thanks to WordPress, everyday people can not only design their own websites, but they can also maintain them. Good news? In most cases, no. Never mind that WordPress technology has made it simple to create your own website or blog. For the same reasons you hire a doctor when you're sick and a lawyer if you have legal issues, unless you're a skilled designer, you should outsource your website. Surf the web any day and you'll find all sorts of websites. Though you may not be able to tell a $5,000 website from one that costs $20,000, the ones made by amateurs will surely stand out. I'm telling you, you won't miss them. You have anywhere from 30 seconds to a minute to hold someone's attention when they click onto your site. Unless you want to risk losing potential customers, be sure to take this aspect of your business seriously. It's easier to engage a new client by making a good first impression than it is to change her mind after she's already formed an opinion. A VA specializing in web design, and some of them do know HTML too, will have a better chance at creating a website that will not only pique visitors' interest, but also keep their attention long enough for them to get to know what you're all about. Hopefully, they'll be prompted to contact you for information. The difference between outsourcing to a tech-savvy VA and hiring a conventional web designer is this. Because they work with you on several levels, your VA knows you. He understands your business and is familiar with your goals. In a way, your VA steps into your skin. Once you develop a sound working relationship, outsourcing your web-related projects to a VA can be almost like doing the work yourself, but without the effort. Many VAs understand the technology to install shopping carts, member applications, and other features on your website. Even if you're using WordPress, you can outsource maintenance, updates, and, unless you really want to keep it for yourself, your blog. Let's talk about blogs. Blogging is increasingly being used by business people to market, brand, and build databases. A blog is an online forum where you disseminate information or communicate a message to customers and prospects. Every business has a specific way it wants its message conveyed, so blogging is an area that many business people don't like to delegate. Fair enough. You can do your own blogging if you have an important message you feel only you can convey, or even if you enjoy writing. But remember the trade-off. The more tasks you keep, the more of that overwhelm feeling you keep. What if I told you that most business blogs are not read word for word? What if I told you most are not even skimmed? Would that change your ideas about the necessity of doing it yourself? Maybe a list of critical points and a competent person to delegate the task to would work just as well. How much of your time would that free? And how could you use that extra time to move your business forward? Blogging as marketing. If you decide to outsource your blog, and if your knowledge of keywords and Google ranking is limited, you'll want to find a professional who either has the facts or can be trained to incorporate specific elements into your blogs. Why? Well, because if you want to compete on a global level, or even a local level, you'll need decent search engine rankings. Rankings can make or break your business. Google, as an internet search engine, assigns a value to each element of a website with the purpose of measuring its relative importance. If you're in the business for the long haul and you want to take advantage of internet marketing to grow your business, this is not something to leave to chance. Visit the site of just about any business and you'll probably find a blog, maybe two, depending on the size of the company. Multiple blogs might be used for a variety of reasons, and you can bet one of them is marketing. Not only are blogs growing in popularity as one of the hottest forms of digital media, but, as many of us are discovering, they can be an effective way to build relationships with customers at a time when antiquated marketing methods seem impersonal. The best way to foster intimacy with your audience is to find the place where rapport and authentic concern intersect. When done correctly, a blog can accomplish this. If you want to write your own blog, there are resources for learning how to create one. Know that a blog is more than just a collection of words, and if done properly, will help you achieve desired results. But if you make mistakes, it can do just the opposite. So a word of caution. If you know what you'd like to say but write poorly, you can sabotage the very thing that's meant to connect you with your audience. Using poor grammar or the wrong words will crush your credibility. On the other hand, if you write well but have a hidden agenda, your readers will see right through you. They'll hear what you're not saying. Worse yet, if you make your agenda obvious and your readers feel used or manipulated, they'll stop visiting your blog. Once you've alienated them, most will never come back. Is this something you want to risk? Well, if not, outsourcing to a qualified support person might be another item for your task list. The number one rule of thumb when it comes to blogs is this: make sure your blog is an authentic conversation between you and your audience. A blog is a virtual community, and your readers need to perceive value if they're going to commit their time to reading it. Likewise, to qualify as authentic, your blog must accurately reflect your values and the image of your business. If you already have a blog, go back and take a look at it. How are you doing? Blogs that come off as transparent marketing pieces and are saturated with ad copy or promotional messages are bound for a certain outcome: failure. Your prospects will fall away like leaves from a tree after an autumn frost. Remember, they're busy too, and unless they're getting valuable or interesting information, they probably won't waste their time with your blog. Of course, your blog should promote your products or services. That's the reason for blogging in the first place. When done well, your blog can market and grow your business like nothing else. Hey, did you see the movie Julie and Julia? Well, the author of that blog was an average Jane who became a multimillionaire by garnering a following so large that Hollywood based a movie on her book, which is based on, well, her blog. How did she do it? She was authentic, respectful, and clear with her intentions. Handle that, and you've handled more than uneducated bloggers who bury their businesses digging deeper with every word. Here's a power move. Understand Google ranking and keywords, or find somebody who does. Blogging as search optimization. Today, many small businesses use blogging as a search engine optimization tool. Search engine optimization, or SEO, is the process of organically directing traffic to your website or blog. It's free. All the major search engines, Google, Yahoo, Bing, they rank web pages, videos, and other content based on what the search engine considers most relevant to users. By creating numerous, frequent, even imperfect blogs, you create the perception that you're current, active, and an industry leader. Well, at least that's how the search engines interpret it. So you'll want to have many pages with your company information out there for the search engines to find. And as I said earlier, you can create those many pages of blog entries yourself, or you can have a VA do it. If you know that you're most effective and generate the most income from your company by orchestrating from the top, I suggest delegating your blogging to VAs. But not just any VAs. It goes without saying you need to delegate writing to a VA who is fluent in English. You also want to find someone whose voice is as close to your own as possible. One of my associates hired a VA, James, to write one of his blogs. He wanted James to get a feeling for his conversational style, so he sent him recordings. He spoke into his iPod as he traveled so James could get a feel for who he was. Well, today, James writes in my associate's voice for one of his blogs. My associate writes articles periodically for the blog himself, and when he looks back on those posts, he tells me it's impossible for him to discern which ones were written by James and which were written by him. So much for the importance of doing it all yourself. The point is, as long as the ideas being conveyed are yours, and as long as your blog is meeting the criteria outlined earlier, you should have no qualms about delegating this task, as you would any other. Hire a freelancer to do your blogs, or use a managed facility. Many managed facilities have teams of American writers to write blog content. The important thing is, if it's not something you enjoy doing, get it off your plate. Once you do, you'll be one step closer to living the lifestyle of your dreams. What should not be delegated? Strategic planning. There are some things I don't outsource or delegate. I don't outsource the writing of books to VAs, although there are some who could do it, and I don't outsource the actual planning of my business. I have many people who assist me in strategic planning, but a VA doesn't have my experience, so I keep most of that for myself. A VA may perform strategic steps, but not the actual strategic planning. The real answer to the question, what should never be delegated, is, well, never say never. I'm constantly amazed at how much and how quickly my VAs learn. Their level of expertise seems to grow exponentially. In short, there's very little you can't outsource. The key is in training and systems. Let's talk about outsourcing event management. Throwing events has been a huge marketing channel for our company and can be a huge marketing channel for your company as well. There are so many kinds of events that you, as host, can benefit from. Some are live, like seminars, boot camps, symposia, meetup groups, networking meetings, business mixers, training programs, and so forth. Some are virtual. Webinars, teleseminars, video conferencing, all popular ways of connecting with remote audiences. If you can handle the task in-house, event planners can be hired, and that's definitely a great form of outsourcing. But it can cost you your firstborn, depending on how complex the event is. On average, most qualified event planners charge a fee of between 15% and 20% of the total cost of an event. Hourly fees usually between $75 and $100, depending on the complexity of the event and the amount of time required to plan and execute it. Working with a VA or a team of VAs can be much more practical, not to mention economical. There are a few things you won't be able to outsource. We talked about strategic planning earlier. With the high cost of producing events, that's not something you want to outsource. You know your business better than anyone else. Your event is a reflection on and extension of your brand. Understanding your industry in terms of needs and wants, knowing the buying habits of your niche market, and having an end goal in mind will provide a platform for launching your event. Based on the type of event you're hosting, determine the outsourcing component, and with a little salt and pepper, you'll produce a pretty tasty event. Here are a few things to consider as you prepare your task list for outsourcing. The type of event. Are you hosting a live event or a virtual event? What's the time frame, the date? Do you have a specific location in mind? How about the mission? Define the purpose of your event. Doing so will help you target your efforts. Why are you bringing people together? Are you using this event to build your database or market a future event? Audience and guests. Who are you inviting? Anyone who will pay, or will you pre-qualify? Will your guest list consist primarily of existing clients or newly acquired prospects? How about marketing? Where will you promote your event? Will you use affiliates to help circulate the information, or is this a private function? And cost. What expenses will be associated with the event? Advertising, space rental, staffing, materials, production, audiovisual equipment? Well, when you fleshed out your event, you'll have the big picture, and you'll be able to create a task list. Some of the tasks you'll keep for yourself, but remember, the more you assign to someone else, the better. Keep only those tasks you enjoy or can't outsource effectively. Although there are so many more tasks that fall between the lines, I'm going to give you an example of opportunities to outsource responsibilities for a live event. Virtual events will be a little easier, but as anyone who's worked behind the scenes will say, not quite as easy as they seem. In fact, if your team members are doing their jobs, guests will have no idea how much is being attended to virtually. So, here are some sample tasks for a live event. Arrangements. The facility rental, production, paperwork, price shopping, ordering materials, printing, hospitality, booking hotel rooms, transportation, hunting for sponsors, contacting vendors, hiring performers, and securing speakers. Research, media sources, speaker options, products and services, support materials, guest blogging opportunities, and securing inbound links from related sites. Communication. Telephone calls and emails to participants and speakers and staff. Reminders, speaker bios, designing press packets. Securing a conference line, sending the number of attendees. And be sure your VA speaks excellent English. How about promotion? Social media status updates, event posting and replies, comments and niche groups, setting up radio and TV interviews, mailing lists and press releases. Collateral design, things like invitations and flyers and tickets and order forms, image release forms, questionnaires, ad copy and speaker agreements. Then there's the on-site production, seating, staging, audiovisual setup, sales table, speakers table, timeline, program schedule, signage, meal breaks, parking, management logistics and implementation. And on-site management, staff and volunteer supervision, and direction for outsourced personnel, such as the photographer, the videographer, maybe the caterer. And then, of course, the after-event tasks, sales reports, communications with purchasers, sending speakers' payments, handling returns and cancellations, packing and shipping materials back to the office or storage, ordering and replenishing stock, thank you cards and phone calls, reviewing and paying hotel bills and other invoices. And, don't forget about the after party, right? Well, if you're not inspired to outsource after this, I suggest you call someone who's tried to do it all for herself and get her feedback. That is, if she's still doing events. Outsourcing for project management. A project is a fully self-contained temporary venture designed to meet a specific goal. It's usually defined by a beginning and an end. You can look at it as a complex series of tasks meant to bring about positive change or add value to an existing situation. Project management involves planning, organizing, and managing objectives like materials, budget, and the skilled people who will contribute to achieve the goal of the project. As an entrepreneur with a growing business, you doubt have many projects going on at the same time. If you're going to ensure you maintain quality production and exemplary service, outsourcing will have tremendous value for you. Depending on what you have going on, you can manage your own projects and outsource specific tasks, or you can outsource whole projects to a managing VA you trust to follow through. The longer you work with service providers or individuals, the easier it will be to trust them. Globalization is changing the way we do business, and change can be a good thing. Today, you can almost reach out and touch prospects in other countries. And with the right marketing plan in place, you can set up shop just about anywhere. This cuts both ways, though. Businesses are reaching across the ocean to our shores, too. Turning stumbling blocks into stepping stones, outsourcing is expanding opportunities for all of us. change as freedom. Once you understand the possibilities that come with 21st century delegation, you'll begin to see globalization not as the threat of competition from abroad, but as enabling access to profit-boosting outsourcing. Technology will no longer be the scary thing only your neighbor's fourth grader understands, but a tool for lightning-fast business marketing. Change can be intimidating, but you'll see your old fears have new advantages. While your competitors remain too paralyzed by fear of technology and stereotypes about outsourcing to play the game, you, with the help of tools found here, will not only win the game, but win your freedom as well. Outsourcing scheduling. Speaking of freedom, let's start with your mind. Do you calendar your appointments, or do you go by memory? Well, I hope it's the former. The last thing you need is to leave someone sipping iced tea waiting for you while you're at home crunching on a bowl of chips and watching American Idol. Have you ever missed an exciting teleseminar because you thought you'd remember to call in at 6 p.m.? You can't commit everything to memory. Even if you remember most things most of the time, it'll be the one thing you forget that nails you. Calendaring important dates is critical for several reasons, and it only makes sense to peel things off your brain and commit them to paper. Scheduling is easy to outsource, and it will give you peace of mind. If you're the kind of person who's hyper-organized, who's super responsible with appointments, and is always on time, outsourcing your schedule might be a boundary you can't see crossing. Google Calendar will help put you at ease. It's collaboration-friendly, so you can easily share scheduling responsibilities with your VA. You'll both know what's going on when, and if you like color coding, you'll love it. Google Calendar is free. Also, Google Calendar syncs with Outlook if you need it to. Your VA can create several calendars on your account and manage them separately, or merge them. There's a task list, and you can view multiple time zones. So, if you're working with people around the world, you won't miscalculate and accidentally call them at 2 a.m. Every morning, you'll find your day's agenda in your inbox. A great tool for time management. Coming up in the next chapter, the new definition of insanity. Stay with us.